The following podcast is a W2M Network original production. Visit W2Mnet.com for all of our other great podcasts, plus news, reviews, articles, and opinions from the worlds of wrestling, video games, football, and entertainment. And they never wanted us to even come close to a chance in hell. But undoubtedly, I look around and see if we grow stronger than they can tell. Cause I can turn it.
Hello and welcome to the Wrestling to the Max WWE 205 live review for June 6, 2017. I'm your host Sean Garman. Here with me is Mr. Paul Leeser.
Heyo.
Well, we're coming out of the Extreme Rules and into 205 live here. Again, you know, we don't get to see Austin Aries on this show as he is healing from that loss that he suffered to Neville, and he did say again that he's sitting there considering life decisions and wrestling decisions after that loss. Like, basically, what do I do now? I thought I was really going to win this one. So, of course, he said that on Twitter, not on the show. So, I wonder if that will play a part at all in when he does come back. But I do like that. There's sort of a contemplation of, man, how can I get this title away from this guy?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, Aries probably hopefully looking towards something not in the cruiserweights anymore. I think he'd beat Dynamite in the mid-card for either Raw or SmackDown.
I really hope so. Interesting that, you know, one guy in Aries, however he winds up on the main roster, if that's what happens, or another guy like Akira Tozawa that you guys talked about on Raw, as Titus O'Neil kind of hinted that he was going to go after him for the next guy in the Titus brand, and he does do that on this show as he goes and, you know, Akira Tozawa is talking to Rich Swann, and then he sort of just approaches him and says that, hey, your friend Apollo said that you would be great for the Titus brand. He talks about, you know, Tozawa doing the Ha thing and relates it to, you know, Tozawa making some money. And he's just puzzled about Apollo really saying that he should be in the Titus brand. And, hey, you should go over, you know, talk it over with him as sort of hinting in kayfabe, even though, yes, they do live together, Tozawa and Cruz. So, I hope that he really gets. I mean, I don't know that he will. I would like to see him get a cruiserweight title match with Neville for if he does leave. But man, I would be so happy if he wasn't on 205 Live anymore.
You know, I don't know what you do because you put so many faces over in feuds recently on 205 Live that your pool to challenge Neville is going to come from those guys, right? And Tozawa is the one that has the strongest fan support at the very least, not to mention I think him and Neville would just be absolute money in the ring together. So, you know, if this bleeds over to show that maybe cruiserweights don't have to exclusively feud with each other, and it just sort of works into that feud as well as what they're trying to do on 205, I'm okay with that for sure. I don't know if a full move for Tozawa right now is what you want to do, just because if you move him, everybody else who's kind of big face-wise, except for maybe Cedric, is involved in something. So I'm cautiously optimistic. How about that?
Yeah, I'm also cautiously optimistic just because where is his ceiling on Raw without the cruiserweights? What would Vince really have planned for him? Mm-hmm. You know, do you wind up having a little stable with Apollo, Kalisto, and Tozawa or something? And who knows? I mean, that would sort of be interesting if they did that, but I don't think they would. Just, I agree with you in the, you know, you've already had Neville and Rich Swann. So even though Rich Swann does have a video package where he talks about he'd like to be going for the title again. I don't know that you want to do it this quickly. Have some other guys be in there. Wrestling Neville would be much better, and a guy that after his long feud with Brian Kendrick, he's kind of earned it. So you would hope that he at least gets one, regardless. I mean, and you know, Cedric, who has another match on this show, is kind of like the only other guy, because Mustafa Ali seems to be in a long feud with Drew Gulak. So,
right.
Yeah, unless you start pulling guys out of the hat that just haven't been on here to wrestle Neville, then, you know, what do you do?
Exactly. And not to say that I wouldn't be opposed to, like, trying to see him and Mascara Dorada do something, but, like, you want somebody at least people are going to care about, and right now they do care about Tozawa.
Yeah, I mean, they could still do this on Raw just to see what kind of reaction Tozawa would get, you know,
right.
And everything. So it's not like that's out of the question. Just hopefully they would give him the time and not just do something really fast and it winds up a waste of a title match. But yeah, I really want to see him do great things. Like, I'd hate to see some of these guys that make these signings, they leave, you know, positions that, especially with Tozawa, had a great spot with Dragon Gate, and then he comes over here and just would hate to see him stuck in 205 Live the whole time he's here, you know, so.
Right.
Mentioning the Cedric Alexander match, Noam Dar and Cedric Alexander start off the show. Dar does get on the mic a little bit, as Alicia Fox is not here with him because she's nursing an injury from that brutal mixed tag match that happened. You know, it was so extreme that Alicia Fox couldn't be there. And so, you know, and they could have also tied it into Fox didn't want to deal with past relationship issues with Cedric. So, but they don't here, even though Dar does talk about how, you know, Cedric is jealous of him because Fox left Cedric for him. And Cedric is just, he doesn't care. He just wants to move on. And he does that by defeating Noam Dar in this match. I like the finish with Dar taking the kick and then doing the lumbar check. That was pretty great. You know, a good match to start off the show.
Yeah, I enjoyed this for the most part. Pretty much here to give Cedric a win over a name guy. And it all plays out pretty well. The finish is fun. Not a lot of problems. Just not a lot of interest as far as the crowd goes.
Yeah, you know, that's sort of the thing with 205. Is sometimes you'll get those crowds that care. But most of the time, doesn't matter how hard they try, just not caring. You know,
right.
And to be fair, Noam Dar does lose a lot. So you kind of already see the writing on the wall where this is going before they even get in the ring.
Right.
Which does not help matters at all. But the crux of this show is really TJP, who showed how upset he was on Raw about sort of just being used by Neville. And then TJP gets a video package here. He talks about, you know, that, hey, he's been here, he's been champion before, but now he's going out here to prove himself, and that Neville has a TJP problem that he's got to deal with. Don't know how much a problem that really is for Neville, but in fact, Neville just doesn't give a crap about what TJP has to say. Anyway, before the match, but before we get to the main event, there is a Mustafa Ali and Louis Valet. I couldn't remember how they kept saying it on the show. But, man, this guy got a lot here on Mustafa Ali. And Mustafa Ali still wins, even though Gulak shows up to be a distraction, which is, that's a positive thing. And then Gulak decides that, you know, he was proud of Ali for winning with a roll-up and not flying, but because he tries to goat Ali into, hey, why don't you come join me and join this club of guys that don't fly? Ali just hits a Topeka on heel to the outside and knocks him down instead. So I guess he's not done flying yet.
Yeah, absolutely. And first off, shout out to Louis Valet. That's one of the members of the Battiri from Chikara, Kodama. So that was pretty cool to see him show up here. This is a rehab win, pretty much. Ali lost on Raw. He gets a win here, looks a little strong. And you have this nice little segment with Drew, which I really liked. I thought Drew made his points very, very well. Very much trying to recruit him now that he's beaten him a couple of ways, not flying around the ring, and Mustafa Ali shows him that he just can't quit high flying, man.
Yeah, just that's just the way he rolls, man. You can't stop him. And Drew Gulak's just gonna have to try harder. I don't
Right.
know what he's gonna have to do exactly, but hopefully we'll get to that. I don't know how. I mean, I like this from Drew Gulak. Don't get me wrong. I wonder how long you can really do this whole Drew Gulak comes out, tries to recruit him, does the thing with the no-fly zone, and we don't go somewhere with this. Either somebody joins him, or Ali joins him, or I don't know. You just got to go somewhere with it at some point.
Right. I absolutely agree with you there. This is the first time we've actually seen him try to get him to join him, though, so I am all okay with that.
Yeah, I'd like to see them, like, you could use a pay-per-view for something like that too, or even a Raw. So, would be sort of interesting to see them kind of carry this over to another show and see what happens there. But the main thing that this show was built around was, of course, that Cruiserweight title match with Neville and TJP. This was actually a good match between both guys. The problem is the crowd doesn't care, number one, because both of them are heels. And number two is just TJP's kind of he's lost a lot. So, as much as they tried to make this compelling thing about how Neville was basically using him and he got him more than he had before and all the stuff, you kind of knew what was going to happen before this match even started. No way TJP wins here. He doesn't. Neville makes him tap out. And yeah, I mean,
Yeah,
Neville wins.
you're absolutely right. Me and Gary talked about this some whenever they set this up on Raw, is that we didn't really buy in any way that TJP was going to win here. And they do a great job of the show of continuing to show you that you really shouldn't, because Neville. The match is good, right? It's not overly great, but it is good. And TJP certainly tries to make it compelling by attacking the knee, but you never believed at any point since this challenge was made yesterday on Raw that Neville was going to lose his title.
Yeah, which is always unfortunate. You want to go into these cruiserweight title matches and or any title match for that for the lack of anything better to say, that you want to be thinking that either guy could come out the winner when you already know. The as much as all of us picked Neville in the predictions for the Extreme Rules, there was always that chance that you could think, oh, they could have Austin Aries win, because he's has all these gripes of having these matches. TJV, no way.
Exactly.
And yeah, I mean, it's these storylines that have kind of been going on for a bit, and not now you get to. I guess we'll see if somebody's going to challenge Neville. You'd imagine it's Tozawa, but they could have somebody else lay that claim. Perhaps they do another one of these multiple person matches because Cedric Alexander has been winning a lot, so he could make a claim, and you have two guys at least going at it there. And how much is Brian Kendrick going to show back up? Is How where else is Drew Gulak going with his deal? How much more of that are we getting? And we'll see. I guess what else is going on?
Yeah, you sure right.
You think anybody else besides Sazawa winds up being the challenger for?
Yeah, I don't. I mean, maybe Swan, just because they did try to build some of that into the show. But there's not really anybody else who I really would buy as the next guy besides Tozawa, just because he has the strong win, the crowd's behind him. It fits, you know.
Yeah, I mean, totally, I agree with you. Tozawa should be the guy, but they'll probably find a way to throw a wrench in there. It's usually, they always got to start it off with some multiple person match half the time, so.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see if they go that route, because sometimes they pull in, like, a Jack Gallagher that hasn't been doing anything, but he's got a name, so let's say that he's always got a shot or something. But, yeah, until next week where we talk more 205 Live, make sure that, you know, you check out more of our reviews. And, you know, Paul and Gary did that WTM Part 1, and we'll do WTM Part 2 on the regular Friday morning edition. And, of course, check out WTMnet.com. We'll have a Dominion roundtable up there for you guys. And, of course, we'll be working on that Money in the Bank and everything else. So, until next week, we talk more 205 Live. We'll see y'all later.
Have a good one, guys.
The following podcast is a W2M Network original production. Visit W2Mnet.com for all of our other great podcasts, plus news, reviews, articles, and opinions from the worlds of wrestling, video games, football, and entertainment.